सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति।
वर्स नंबर 9, 10 and 11 वी विल चैंट टुगेदर। अंधं तमः
प्रविशन्ति ये अविद्याम् उपासते ततो भूयैव ते तमः ययो विद्यायदं व्रताः
अन्नदेवाहुर्विद्यया अन्यदाहुरविद्यया
इति सुश्रुमतीराणा येनस्तद्विचक्षिरे विद्यां च विद्यां च यस्तद्वेदोभयदं सः अविद्यया मृत्युं तीर्त्वा विद्यया मृतमश्नुते। सो वी हैव सीन what you can get by vidya and avidya, and vidya here does not mean brahma vidya, here vidya means vasana and avidya means karma. So by karma na pitraloka pradharanat nisase, by karma you can go up to pitraloka, the second one, and by vidya, by vasana, you can go to further one step above, to the devaloka. But in all cases, you have to come down. So mantra suggests you should do the combination of both vidya and avidya. That means karma and upasana, both have to be combined. By karma, you can go up to pitraloka, and by vidya, by upasana, you can go up to devaloka. In bhuloka, what happens? In laukik karma, you do the laukik karma, you get the laukik phal. You enjoy here only. But if you do the rituals, karma means karmakant, rituals according to scriptures, if you do, then what you get by karma, you can go up to pitralok, and by upasana, you can go up to devalok. So it was suggested that you should do the combination of karma and upasana. That will give you better result. That is why we suggested that we will have, we eat, and before eating we say Brahma Param Brahma Vi. So if we do this samuchaya, we get the better result. Mrityum Tirtva, it says that you will go beyond mrityu. Mrityu means in bhulok what you get? You have got fear, you have got sorrow, you have got pain. Here in this bhulok, Mrityu Titva means you are going to the Pitruloka and Devloka. So there the sukh is there. In upper world there is no fear, no negativities. So Mrityu Titva. And what are considered as Mrityu in this Bhulok is the five people. Some smriti says the five type of people are considered dead here also. What are those? Well, first is the daridra, poor person. He is considered dead. Second one is a slave, nitya sevak, slave. He is considered as dead. And the third one is vyadhit, incurable disease. If you have got, considered as dead. Fourth one is pravasi, always traveling. Always traveling means he is not available at home. When need arises, he is not there. Pravasi, always home. And the last one is murkha, fool. They are considered dead. Why fool is also considered dead? So example given by Mahatma is like this. One person was going to some place to board a train. He went to the station, but he forgot his ticket. So he sent his servant, go and see, have I left the ticket on the table there, on the TV table? Servant went, came back and said, yes, ticket is there. He didn't bring it. Fool. Well, this is the example given for the fool. Well, Murkha, well, he is considered like dead. Mrityu Tirtva, so you go beyond by doing the rituals. By doing the rituals, you go beyond these five. This is Mrityu Tirtva. You go to higher level. There is no sorrow, there is no pain, there is no suffering. So these negativities are not there. Amritam Ushnate. Amritam Ushnate means you go to the higher lok, in the higher lok you stay for a long period of time. Long period of time. How to understand this? So I told you about that 0.001 second of Brahmaji is equal to 100 years of Bhulok. 0.001 second. Mane 1000th part of 1 second of Brahmaji clock is equal to 100 years of Bhuloka. So when you go to the higher loka, Pitraloka, Devaloka, that means you stay there for a longer time. So that is said Amritattam Usnate. It's not the Amrit of Brahman. It's not that bliss. But you stay for a longer time, so it is said Amritam Usnate. You enjoy that bliss. So this was about the Vidya and Avidya. By karma and upasana, the result was said like this. This was on the standpoint of upasana. Now from the standpoint of upasya, whom you are worshipping. Now next three mantra deals with that. The first three mantra, mantra number 9, 10 and 11. It was in respect of upasana. 12, 13 and 14 mantra relate to upasya, whom you are worshipping. These three set of mantra relate to that. If you worship upasya, a particular sambhuti and asambhuti is said, where you go, what you get, what is the fruit of that upasana, now it is being told.
Verse number 12. Andham tama pravishanti.
Andham tama pravishanti.
Ye asambhutim upasate.
ಸಂಭುತಿರುಪಾಸತೆ
ತತೋ ಭೂಯೈವ ತೇ ತಮಃ
ತತೋ ಭೂಯೈವ ತೇ ತಮಃ
ಯಯೂ ಸಂಭೂತ್ಯಗಂ ರತಃ
ಯಯೂ ಸಂಭೂತ್ಯಗಂ ರತಃ
ಅಂಧಂ ತಮ
ಪ್ರವಿಶಂತಿ ಸಂಭೂತಿರುಪಾಸತೆ ತತೋ ಭೂಯೈವ ತೇ ತಮಃ ಯಯೂ ಸಂಭೂತ್ಯಗಂ ರತಃ
ಅನ್ನದೇವಾಹೂ ಸಂಭವಾತ್
ಅನ್ನದೇವಾಹೂ ಸಂಭವಾತ್
ಅನ್ಯದಾಹೂರ ಸಂಭವಾತ್
ಅನ್ಯದಾಹೂರ ಸಂಭವಾತ್
ಇತಿ ಶುಶ್ರುಮಧೀರಾನಾಂ
ಇತಿ ಶುಶ್ರುಮಧೀರಾನಾಂ
ಯೇನಸ್ತದ್ವಿಚ ಚಕ್ಷಿರೆ
ಯೇನಸ್ತದ್ವಿಚ ಚಕ್ಷಿರೆ ಅನ್ನದೇವಾಹುಃ ಸಂಭವಾತ್
ಅನ್ಯದಾಹೂರ ಸಂಭವಾತ್
ಇತಿ ಶುಶ್ರುಮಧೀರಾನಾಂ ಯೇನಸ್ತದ್ವಿಚ ಚಕ್ಷಿರೆ
ಸಂಭೂತಿಂ ಚ ವಿನಾಶಂ ಚ
ಸಂಭೂತಿಂ ಚ ವಿನಾಶಂ ಚ
ಯಸ್ತದ್ವೇದೋ ಭಯಗಂ ಸಹ
ಯಸ್ತದ್ವೇದೋ ಭಯಗಂ ಸಹ
ವಿನಾಶೇನ ಮೃತ್ಯುಂ ತೀರ್ತ್ವಾ
ವಿನಾಶೇನ ಮೃತ್ಯುಂ ತೀರ್ತ್ವಾ
ಸಂಭೂತ್ಯಾಮೃತಮಶ್ನುತೆ
ಸಂಭೂತ್ಯಾಮೃತಮಶ್ನುತೆ ಸಂಭೂತಿಂ ಚ ವಿನಾಶಂ ಚ ಯಸ್ತದ್ವೇದೋ ಭಯಗಂ ಸಹ ವಿನಾಶೇನ ಮೃತ್ಯುಂ ತೀರ್ತ್ವಾ ಸಂಭೂತ್ಯಾಮೃತಮಶ್ನುತೆ.
So the word meaning is a three set of words are used in three mantras. In first mantra number 12 you will find asambhuti and sambhuti. In mantra number 12 you will find asambhuti and sambhuti. In mantra number 13 you will find sambhavat asambhavat. And in mantra number 14 you will find sambhutim and vinasam. These three combinations are given. They all mean same thing. Sambhuti means well created, manifested. And asambhuti means unmanifest. So it says, andham tam pravishyanti ye asambhutim upasate. One who does the upasana of asambhuti. Asambhuti means unmanifested. He goes into the darkness. Tato bhuyayvate tama yau sambhuti gamrata. But one who is doing the sambhuti upasana, sambhuti means manifest. Asambhuti means unmanifest. Vyakta abhyakta. One who is doing the upasana of abhyakta unmanifest, he goes into the darkness. But one who is doing the sambhuti upasana, manifested upasana, he goes deeper into darkness, more darkness. Achcha. Then what is the fruits? Well, the fruits, it is said, anyadevahu sambhavat. The fruit of sambhavat, manifest of upasana, is different. And fruit of asambhuti upasana is different. Sambhuti upasana fruit is different. Asambhuti fruit of action is also upasana, is different. Natural. So where did you get it? Iti susrum dhiranam. We have learned from wise people. It indicates we are getting it from Guru Shishya Parampara. The Guru Shishya Parampara started from Shivji. Sadashiva Samarambha. It started from there and slowly came down to Guru Shishya Parampara up to this Acharya. So how they have learned? Only they have learned from Guru Shishya. We have learned from Dhiranam. Our Guruji we have learned. Okay, then what happens? Sambhutim cha vinasam cha. Then in the 14th month it says vinasena mrityum tritva. By vinas, vinas represent sambhuti. Sambhuti means manifest. Whatever is manifested, it will perish. Mantra little bit change the word. Vinas represents sambhuti. Sambhuti means which is manifested. The whole world is manifested. It goes back into unmanifest form. So Vinas word relates to manifest. And asambhuti. Asambhuti means unmanifest. So if you do the upasana of unmanifest, you are in the darkness and you get the amrit there. Amritam is again related. Yeah. To understand this, first you have to understand this chart. Without understanding this chart, it will not be clear. So first on the top is the Brahman. Brahman is eternal. Sat, Chit, Anand. There is no modification there. Brahman has got its power called Maya. We call it Prakriti. Here the word used is Asambhuti. It is called the Karan Brahma. Shankaracharya has used the word Karan Brahma for unmanifested Maya. You all know the Prakriti manifest, unmanifest. Manifest, unmanifest. Unmanifest means pralaya, dissolution. When the dissolution happens, it goes into the seedal form. Then again, it comes into manifestation. Sattva, Rajas, Tamo, Gun, they go into the equilibrium point. And then again, when there is a disturbance between Sattva, Rajas and Tamo, manifestation again starts. Now you will ask me, who creates this disturbance in Sattva, Rajas and Tamo? It is our own karma. When fructified, then the Ishwar, the Creator, has to create each person and the circumstances in which we can enjoy or suffer our karma fal. Brahman has got his power called Maya, Prakriti. Here it is called Asambhuti, unmanifested form. It is called Shankaracharya saying, it is called Karan Brahma. Why called Brahma? It is Vyapak. Vyapak, we don't know even the Orchol, the end of this world. How far is the sky, we don't know. So this is only one cosmos. And Ananta Koti Brahmand are there. Not, we are talking about one Brahmand, only one sun. We don't know the end of this sky. And there are Ananta Koti Brahmand. So how big, how vast is this Prakriti, so it is called Brahma. Brahma is word used for Brihatvat Brahma, one which is very big, Brihatvat Brahma. That Brahman is bigger than that. The Brahman, the Sachidanand, is bigger than this Karan Brahma, because he is the cause of this Karan Brahma. Karan Brahma is Maya. Maya is dependent on Brahma. So one is the seedal form, Abhyakt, then comes into manifestation. So first is the, A is the unmanifest, Asambhuti, Maya, Prakriti. So by Asambhuti Upasana, you can reach there. Karan Brahma, Abhyakt Prakriti. And the next is Prakriti when manifested, we call it Sambhuti here. That is called also Hiranyagarbha. It is first manifestation. Hiranyagarbha or Brahmaloka or Brahmaji is called Prathamaja. Ja means Jayate. Pratham Jayate, first born. So Brahmaji is first born. Prathamaj. So unmanifest, manifest. And after that there are many lokas. I will tell you how many lokas are said in the Taittiriya Upanishad. But here in Isavasu Upanishad, we get only Bhuloka. It's not specifically mentioned Bhuloka. We are in Bhuloka. If we are doing Upasana here, if we are doing Karma here, by Karmana Pitraloka you can go. By Upasana of Vidya, you can go up to Devloka. Vidya Upasana, you go up to Devloka. Now with the Sambhuti Upasana, you will go up to manifested world, up to the Brahma Loka. And by Asambhuti Upasana, you will go up to Karan Brahma. So one, this is called Karan Brahma, all other are Karya Brahma, effect. Brahman has got a power called Maya. Maya has got two stages, avyakt, unmanifest, and manifest. The whole prakriti, the whole world manifests from that Karan Brahma and it goes back into Karan Brahma. Karya Brahma comes out, prakriti comes out, the world comes out, creation comes out, and on pralaya it goes back. Why it comes out? That I already explained. Satarajastamas guna, we go into the equilibrium. Then disturbance happens in Satarajastama guna, in Karan Brahma. Why it so happens? Because our karma phal, our fruits of action has fructified. So we have to come into the manifestation. We all go to the sleep every day. We get up. Why do we get up? Because some of the karma phala of today has fructified. We have to enjoy or suffer for next 16 hours. Then again we go back into the avyakta avastha, in the sleep state. Again wake up because some of the fruits of action again fructified. Is it difficult to understand? Looking blank, why?
It's not difficult.
We all go into the avyakta avastha, sleep is avyakta avastha. And again we get up in the early morning, for what? Because some of our karma has fructified, they want to give us karma phal, and those karma phal we enjoy and suffer in our waking state.
Enjoy something, right? In Brahma Loka, Brahmaji can give you the knowledge. But in the avyakta state, it's just sleep state?
Yes, sleep there. I'm coming, I'm explaining. You sleep there. Is it clear or
you
should
sleep
I
sleep? Only in deep sleep state.
Yes.
Not in the...
Not in dream.
Not in dream state.
In deep sleep state, we go to the avyakta avastha. And now question will arise, why people worship avyakta avastha? Do you not try to go into the sleep avastha every day? If it is not possible, you do the upasana of sleep. What is the upasana of sleep? You take tablet. Or you take tamasic thing to go into the sleep. Now this will not come in your audio system. So you do upasana of going to the avyakta avastha or not? Yes, we do. Sleep is avyakta avastha, and when we are in the waking state, it is avyakta avastha. Similarly, Brahman has got a power called Maya. It is unmanifest form and it manifests and goes back into unmanifest form. So some people, they worship manifest form. Some people worship unmanifest form.
Okay.
And why they worship unmanifest form? Because we also want to go into the unmanifest form of sleep. We also do the upasana. So some people do the upasana of unmanifest. We'll come to that detail in later. So this is the word meaning. But if you combine together, it said it will give you better result. What better result? Bole, by sambhuti upasana, you will be going mrityu tritva. Mrityu tritva means these persons are considered dead, these five people are considered dead while living in this world also, in bhuloka. So when you go from this loka to this Brahma Loka, naturally you have crossed the all pain, suffering of this world. There is no more pain, suffering there. So, mrityu tirtva. Amritam usnate. Amritam usnate means when you go to the unmanifested world by asambhuti upasana. So, by asambhuti upasana, you will reach asambhuti world. आप जिसकी पूजा करोगे वहां पहुंचोगे. When I am doing the worship of sambhuti, we reach up to Brahmaloka. That is called Hiranyagarbha also. And by asambhuti upasana, you reach the Karan Brahma. The words are giving you little bit difficulty to understand. Simple, simple things. Brahman is there. Brahman has got a power called Maya, Prakriti. Prakriti has got two stages. One is the unmanifest form. Another is manifest form. So you can worship either manifest form or you can worship unmanifest form. Unmanifest form is called Karan Brahma. Manifest form is called Karya Brahma. Karan Brahma is cause form, is the cause, and Karya Brahma is effect. So effect of all what we see, the creation, the cause is that Prakriti. So if you worship Karya Brahma, the manifested, then you reach up to Brahmaloka. And if you worship unmanifest, you reach where? Unmanifest. Unmanifest. Karan Brahma. Clear or not, it should be doubt free.
So how do you worship the Karan Brahma first?
That is not said, Amaya.
That is not said, just it is said.
Like for going into sleep, you worship in different way. Similarly, the whole idea of the Upanishad is to tell you something more, which will come later on. But you just understand by upasana, whatever is the practice given in the Upanishad, you can reach up to this place.
So the Om Upasana that we say, you said that takes you to the Brahmaloka.
Brahmaloka
is a manifest.
Manifest, yes.
Manifested Brahma.
Hmm.
So then unmanifest is very, very difficult.
Yeah.
Think of
but there are upasana. If you want to go there, what will happen, will you tell me?
You don't have to do that upasana. So you don't have to learn that. Mm.
So,
why would you not want to?
Because I will tell you, no.
You want to go to Brahman, I don't want to go to the car.
Right, right, right. This is coming. This is why, that is why I have made the chart. Otherwise, it is very difficult to understand. Very difficult to understand. So, what happens if you go to unmanifested Karan Brahma? You will stay there for one night of Brahmaji's life. One night of Brahmaji life is 12 hours. It stays in the Karan Brahma, Abhyaktavastha. Prakriti goes into dissolution. We call it Pralaya. And then again manifestation. So manifestation again for 12 hours. that is the day of Brahmaji. So you have to understand how much is the one day of Brahmaji, 12 hours, and how much is the night of Brahmaji, which is 12 hours. So it is said, Kali Yuga is 4,32,000 years. Then Dwapar is the double of Kali Yuga, 8,64,000. Treta is three times of Kali Yuga, that is 12,96,000 years. Satyuga is four times of Kali Yuga, it is 17,28,000 years. Four yugas together comes to 43,20,000 years. We call it one Chaturyugi. 1,000 Chaturyugi is equal to 12 hours of Brahmaji. And 12 hours is night. When the Brahmaji's night is there, again 43,20,000 years multiplied by 1,000 Chaturyugi is equal to the night period. So by Abhyakta Upasana, you go to that loka and you stay there. How long? 43,20,000 years multiplied by 1,000.
Yes.
You can say it Amrita period. It's a very long period. But you will come back. Like before sleep, I was a doctor. After sleep, again a doctor. A sadhak who has gone into that upasana will come back as a sadhak. Maybe he will get a better opportunity. Narad ji went into in previous life, came back as a more evolved Narad Rishi he became. Similarly, you compare with your sleep, before sleep, you were whatever you were after sleep, same person. Similarly, if you go into unmanifest form in Karan Brahma, you went as a ignorant, came back as an ignorance. Because the upasak is not a realized person. If he is a realized person, he will not do upasana. So if an unrealized person goes there, he will come back as unrealized. Clear it not? The purpose of mantra is like this. By karma, you can go up to Pitraloka. By upasana, you can go up to Devloka. By upasana of manifested world, you can go up to Brahmaloka. By upasana of unmanifest, you can go up to the Karan Brahma in the seedal form. But in all cases, you have to come back to the Pulo. The purpose of the Upanishad is to show you how far you can go by karma and upasana. And by Jnana, you can reach Brahman. Now tell me, will you go in for karma and upasana? This is the whole purpose of these six mantras. Mantra number 9, 10 and 11 tells you by vidya and avidya. Avidya means karma. You can go up to Pitraloka. By Vidya means Upasana, you can go up to Devloka. Then by Sambhuti Upasana, you can go up to Brahmaloka. And by Asambhuti Upasana, you can go up to the Karan Brahma, causal form. But in all cases, you have to come back. Now tell me, you will want karma, you will go for rituals, or you will go for upasana and want to come back, or straight way you will go for jnana, get realized here and merge with the Brahman. Lord has already said, up to the Brahma Loka, you have to come back. But if you do my upasana, na punarajanma vidyate, where you will get it? Gita chapter 8, sloka number 16 tells you, Brahma bhuvana lokaha punaravartino arjuna, maam upetya tu kaunteya punarajanma na vidyate. The whole thing is prakriti. If you worship prakriti, whether in unmanifest form or manifest form, you will reach to the prakriti only. You will never reach Brahman. So what we have to decide, do we want to remain in Maya or we want to go beyond Maya? These set of six mantras are trying to tell. Normally in the Upanishad portion, these things are not there. But the Ishavasya Upanishad has got these things also. The first eight mantras were related to the jnana. Next six mantras, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 and 14, relates to karma and upasana. They tell you how far you can go by karma and upasana. But in all cases, you have to come back to Bhulo. Now, you decide whether you will do karma, upasana and jnana. Three things are available. For jnana, you need to exhaust your vasanas. How you will exhaust your vasana? You have to purify your mind. Unless your mind is purified, you will always remain in Bhuloka. The mind can be purified only by 1,000 times I have said. By karma yoga only.
Selfless actions.
Selfless Niskam karma. Lord, I am doing this action not for my worship, it is your worship. I am doing this action for your happiness. Whatever I am doing, I will be doing the same thing. Only the
attitude is different.
Attitude is different, that's all. That will help you to adjust your vasana. No new vasana will be formed. Tapovan Maharaj Ji, you see, there are many explanations given on these six mantras, and they are all contradictory. Many explanations given by many writers, many commentators have written on these six mantras. But this is what we have received from our Guru Shishya Parampara, that means it's coming from Shivji Ji. Tapovandi Maharaj said that vinash means destruction of vasana. And asambhuti means, vinash word relates to sambhuti. Sambhuti. And asambhuti, by combination of this, sambhuti and asambhuti, by sambhuti, by vinash, destroy your vasana. By asambhuti, no new vasana should form. So the combination of these two, so by one side by sambhuti, by vinash you are exhausting your vasana, and on the other side by asambhuti you are not creating any new vasana. So you are evolved and in course of time you are realized. This is explanation given by Tapovanji Maharaj. You will find in our book also. Sambhuti and asambhuti. So So if you want to stay with the Lord for 43 lakh, I mean in Karan Brahma, 43 lakh 20,000 years multiplied by 1,000 times, it is immortality. This is the Amritam Usnate, it said. Mrityum Tritva. Mrityum Tritva means the sorrows, the pain and the suffering of this world. When you go to the higher lord, it is not there. The loka stated in Taittiriya Upanishad is like this. There 11 steps are given to reach up to the Brahma Lok, starting from Manushya Lok. So there the Mimamsa or the explanation is given. How much ananda, the happiness is there in each loka. So the first unit of happiness is said that if a person has got the whole earth as his wealth, he is young, he is balished, the ananda which you get in that age, in your youth age, and you are owner of the whole world, that ananda is treated as one unit of ananda of Manushya Loka. Next step, they say, Manushya Gandharva Loka. Well, if you go to Manushya Gandharva Loka, then you have got 100 times of this Lokananda. Which ananda? A person who is a young,
yes,
balish, and owns the whole world. That is one unit of ananda. But if you go to Manushya Gandharva Loka, you get 100 times of that. Next is Dev Gandharva. Gandharva means?
Music. Manushya Gandharva.
Manushya Gandharva. There is Dev Gandharva. Which is there?
Manushya Gandharva also music. Sitarist and artist.
Dev Gandharva, 100 times more than that of Manushya Gandharva. Dev Gandharva. Pitrulok, 100 times of Dev Gandharva, you get the ananda there, the Pitriloka ananda. Then Ajana Janam Devana, again another loka, 100 times of Pitriloka ananda is there. Karma Devanam loka, 100 times of this Ajana Janam Devanam loka. It's multiplied 100 times, 100 times, 100 times. Devanam loka, Devloka, 100 times, we have seen the Devloka, 100 times of this Karma Devanam loka. Indra Lok, 100 times of Dev Lok. Indra is king of all Devtas. So his happiness is more than other Devtas. 100 times of the Devtas. Then Brihaspati, Brihaspati is guru of all Devtas. So his ananda is more than 100 times of Indra. After that Prajapati, Brahmaji, 100 times of Indra. Now, Prajapati are the lower than Brahmaji. There are many, many Prajapatis under Brahmaji. So, after Prajapati is Brahmaji. So, Brahmaji is 100 times of Prajapati. So, now imagine how much ananda is there in the Brahmaji, Brahmalok. So, these 11 steps are given in Taittiriya Upanishad.
When people go to these different lokas and they are experiencing that happiness, you know, then I think as they experience more and more happiness, the wish to get realized may be reduced, right? Because they are attached to that happiness.
But they have to come back.
In Devlok, in Swarga, they don't want realization. Because they are so happy, they are not interested in realization.
I don't think Indra Devata will want the realization, for example. He must be so happy.
But he is also always fearing.
He's fearing. Asuras.
But that is
Moha. I see.
All these are
bad.
That
time
he goes Sharanagati, gets it solved and then
continues. So, Uncle Ji, the unmanifest state, there is no measurement of this mentalness. It's
Asambhuti.
So
now this is the one day of Brahmaji.
Right.
Brahmaji has got 100 years of life.
Okay.
100 years of such life. And this 100 years, after that, again 100 years is the Abhyaktavastha. Karan Brahma. Brahmaji is the manifested.
Yes.
His life is 100 years. This is only 12 hours. Now you can calculate how much is 100 years. Hmm?
So then the other 100 years, it's like it's
That is unmanifest.
So no matter how far you go, you have to come back to Bhuloka.
If you manifest up to, if you do the upasana up to Abhyakta Loka, but if you do the upasana of Brahman,
then
permanent.
So to do the upasana of Brahman, you must come back to
Bhuloka? No. Yeah, for the upasana, you have to be here. Only the people, humans, who are on the Bhuloka, they can only do the upasana of Brahman.
Right. Or they can go down to.
Where?
This is the.
If you go further down, it is the animal kingdom and the plant kingdom. They can't do upasana.
They can't do upasana.
Where is Naraka?
After.
It's all.
Down. Seven lokas.
You either have to go up, I mean, you have to do upasana and go up. If you don't do that, then there's no guarantee that it will be the same.
No, the question here is that now you have to decide whether by upasana you want to go to these perishable lokas and come back, or you want straightway worship. With the same effort, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, why you are worshipping the small devatas and go there and come back with the same amount of labor?
You worship me.
Lord has said, no punarajanma vidyate. Why you go to small devatas? Straightway you come to me.
So, Uncleji, there is a story where Lord Krishna lifts up the Govardhan hill, right? That comes about because the gopis worship devas and they get angry and they say that not to worship the deva. I mean, Lord Krishna says not to worship the deva, worship me directly.
Right.
And when they do that, they get angry and they.
Indra gets angry.
So that is related to.
Yeah, the Lord will protect you.
If you worship this,
He will protect you from everything.
Yes.
He will protect.
That is the thing, na? Govardhan, he protected everything.
Right.
Indra could not do anything.
But is it generally true that if you put your focus on him, these others will oppose?
No.
That's not what the story is.
He will take care of all the obstacles.
But there are so many stories for them. The rishis and all, they are trying to pray to the Lord. At that time, all these devatas, they become jealous and they try to distract them.
Only Indra, he becomes jealous.
But the obstacle will come, he will take care.
Right.
He will take care of that. Lord will take care.
The obstacles will come.
Skrura Sadhara. It is very.
What happens?
Obstacle will come.
What happens to people who are considered dead?
Now, these type of people are considered dead while they are living here also.
So, what happens to them?
No, they are dead. They are suffering. They are suffering here in this world.
They cannot come by anywhere.
If they do upasana, they can go. But how this nitya sevak slave can do the upasana?
But a poor person can.
But poor person, what actually happens, he has to always worry about his next meal.
Yes, he has to worry about money and food.
Roti kapda makan, he is in the stage that of roti kapda makan.
No, what I'm worried about is what happens to them then. Like, okay, they're considered dead. So they're born again. But what happens?
Yes, they were born again.
So are they born not poor then the next time?
That depends on their karma. Why they are poor? What is the cause of becoming poor in this world? Because of their karma, they are poor. People who are suffering because of their karma, slave because of their karma.
But a murkha person, he doesn't even know.
Anything, yeah.
So how is he going to do any kind of upasana? He doesn't even know that there is anything better than this.
It will take time, Amma. You say, whatever your karma fall has fructified, you are going to enjoy and suffer in this life. And after giving their joy and suffering, they end. Why they are coming? Because I have done some actions in past, because of that I am suffering now. The suffering is not a period in which it will long for a long, long time, no. My karma is limited by time, the fruit is also limited in time. A poor person is suffering because of his past actions. After giving fruits of action, over. We have experienced the period of joy and sorrow. Joy is coming because I have done something good in the past. Suffering is coming because I have done something bad in the past. So the poor person is suffering because of his karma. After that karma has given result, he will be again evolved. Slowly he will try. Or if he comes to know that this is my past action, henceforth I will do good karma. So the result will be good thereafter.
I think there is a story of Sage Narada also. He was very poor at the time, and then he served some
rishis.
Then
Narada's mother was a dasi. Dasi in a wealthy family, in a rich man's house.
So the purpose of these six mantra, now we have understood. Mantra number 9, 10 and 11 tells you by karma and upasana you can go up to Pitralok and Devlok. And they suggested if you are continuing this upasana, then combine, you get better result. And mantra number 12, 13 and 14 tells you about the Sambhuti and Asambhuti upasana. Sambhuti upasana and Asambhuti upasana means manifested world upasana. Manifested world means if you are doing the upasana of Brahma Lok or the lower Lok, you will reach up to that Lok. But after Punya is gone, you come back. If you go to the unmanifest, Asambhuti, Asambhuti, again you are in the Prakriti only. Again you are in the Maya only. That you have to understand. Prakriti is perishable, it is changing, you have to come down again. So these six mantras are trying to open our eyes. Should we do this karma kanda, go to the swarga, come back, again suffer here, again take birth? Or should we straightway go for the gyan kanda and know the Brahman and be Brahman? We are actually Brahman, only we are ignorant that we are Brahman. Batao kya karoge? Everybody will say no. But we all have got impurities in mind. And Guruji says in Manasodhanam, how to purify your mind. Same question was asked by Yudhishthirji. Naradji replied. And whatever answer was given by Naradji to Yudhishthir, Guruji has quoted the same portion of Bhagavat in Manasodhanam. How to purify your mind? So purification is to be done. What are the impurities? At least you know the impurities. Impurities. So how to purify? Your leader is calm. Desire, how to remove those desires? You have to do vichar. What vichar? Desire is only for the objects of the world. And the object of the world has got no happiness. This desire you have to divide into two. One is the need part, roti, kapda, makan. That is not covered. Roti, kapda, makan is needed. Other than roti, kapda, makan, the greed part, which you think these things will give me happiness. If I buy another house, this will give me happiness. If I buy a house in Switzerland, third house, fourth house in India, but I will be sleeping in only one bedroom. But I am thinking this will give me happiness, 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 happiness. How much effort you have to put in to buy one house here, there and everywhere. Life is gone. So you have to think about vichar, whether it is giving me happiness or it is giving me sorrow. After that, you are purified. Your vasana in one stroke, desires will go in one stroke. Prajahat yada kaman sarvan. If you understand this thing, there is no sukh in the world. Sukh is with me, but I have to go to the world. World is created for me. So I should take only as much as needed from the world, because my aim is to go to the Om in BMI chart. So instead of taking only the required things in object, emotions and thought in Jagat, we are accumulating things of the Jagat, perishable things we are accumulating. And most of the time is invested in the world. No time is left for the Lord, for worshipping. And a day comes, we have to leave this world. Whatever we have accumulated, we stay here. What will go with us? How much mind we have purified. If you have purified and realized here, job done. After realization, stay in the world, no problem. No sorrow. But people are not thinking in that way. Ignorance are not thinking in that way. So this is the purpose of 6 months. Next four mantras relate to the bhakti part, which we will take up in our next session. So next session,
we are having next week, in January.
And on 3rd, I think many people are not here. So what we are thinking on the 3rd January is recapitulate from mantra number 1 to mantra number 14. And on 10th January, we will complete the rest 4 mantras, 15, 16, 17, 18 in one sitting. And that will be the last class for Ishavasukmi, 10th January. Then after that, we will think next text.
Can we do another Upanishad after that?
Huh?
What do you recommend?
Upanishad will take, but let us see.
If you want Upanishad, we can do Upanishad. Or if you want Raman Maharshi's Upadesha, achha, let me come. Om Purna. Om
Purna Madha Purna Vidam Purna Purna Mudachyate Purnasya Purna Madhaya Purna Neva Vashishyate. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Hari Om, Sri Guru Prabhu. Hari Om.
So, Uncle Ji, the next week, this coming Sunday.
Ah, yeah, you will be here.
So, this coming Sunday, we are going to be having the class, the meditation, and it will be a group discussion, right? And the following Sunday is the third, where it is the question answer session.
Right. Not third, there are 2 weeks coming before that, na? 2 weeks are coming.
Today is the 14th, 21st, and 28th, then third.
Okay, so next, 21 is our group discussion. Uncle ji is not here this coming Sunday.
I'm 28th also, I'm not here.
Yeah, 28th also you're not here. So 28th is, if we want to get together, we can get together for a group discussion. If because of the holidays we don't want to, then we have to decide. You won't be coming, yeah, most people. So then on the 28th we won't meet, it is before the holiday. So only the next Sunday we'll be meeting our group discussion. And after that, on the 3rd is Uncle Ji is here. So then it will be covering 1 to 14. And then the final is the 10th. I will send the email out also. So the only time we are not meeting is the 28th. But we are meeting next. Next Sunday we are meeting. Hare.
Can I take